them and reaching out and creating and innovating ideas for employment of people with disabilities. You might think, what am I talking about, my old man, for those that don't know him? Well, where is he? Albert, come on. Let's do a little audio description of him. I say mild man, because how many of you know Clark Kent, Superman? Well, he's actually wearing an Aloha shirt with a sports coat. And you know what? Behind that sports coat and behind the Aloha shirt, I know there's a letter S, because he is truly our superhero. And you know, we just wanted to say, Albert, you truly are a superhero to all people with disabilities. We truly love you. We truly love your engaging spirit, your love and aloha and compassion for people with disabilities. And we just wanted to say thank you. And with a great welcome, as he really truly loves audience of participation, for Mr. Albert Perez.
Aloha for everyone. I do wish to again thank Dean Georgia for cutting into my time. Hopefully it'll make things go much. On behalf of the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, Susan Ford, our Assistant Division Administrator, the Department of Human Services, our Director Pumpkin Phillips, and Deputy Director Richard Holzes, I do wish to say a big mahalo to Warren and Hart for, again, inviting the division to kuka with you all to talk story about what's going on in the division. Although there are many more important things going on, one of the latest news, I guess, that is stirring up drama is I sit on the council, my own council, State Rehabilitation Council, Statewide Independent Living Council, the Workforce Development Council, and the Developmental Disabilities Council. And at those meetings I last attended, I announced that effective October 1st, I will be retiring from the division. So it's interesting to see what's going on. You know, everybody going, ooh, you know, who's going to take over Albert's job and all of this stuff. And, it has been amusing. So that's the latest thing that's going on. To see how things will change within the division. There's just a few of us dinosaurs left within the division. So it's going to be interesting to see the change. When I look back over our career, and when that young lady introduced Dean earlier, Dean and I go back a long ways too. When Dean graduated from McKinley High School and came over to visit Don Thompson and I over at Weaver Community College, that was my first introduction to Dean back then. And it's been interesting to watch Dean over the years as he progressed in life. Became a consultant on rehabilitation technology for the blind. Most people wouldn't know this, but Dean sold me life insurance way back when. And it was very, very fulfilling for me to see Dean finally come on board in the family at Ho'opono. To see things, how things changed over the years. So I was very, very happy when Dean came on board. But now back to business. Yeah. Some of the changes going on in the division, and a lot of it boils around WIOA, the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, which President Obama signed in 2014. The division here in Hawaii, our rollout has been a little slow. And primarily because we've been waiting for 2 years for the feds to get out their regulations so we can figure out specifically what we need to do. Unlike some of the other changes to the Rehabilitation Act over the years, What I tell people in relationship to the Opportunity Act and vocational rehabilitation is really more a change in philosophy than substance. There are some substantive changes to the program, but it's really about a change in how we approach our participants. Guy mentioned earlier those pre-EPS, pre-employment transition services. And what that brought home for me was that in our culture, when we take a look at short-term plans, 5 years, our people, our Puna tells us to plan kalo, taro. When you're looking at a medium-range plan, 20 years, you plan koa. When you take a look at long-term plans, 100 years or more, you educate the children. And that's what WIOA is all about, developing the firm foundation for our youth with disabilities, students with disabilities, so that way they can prosper as they transition into adulthood. Now, Dino also mentioned the 15% set aside. And basically, vocational rehabilitation in most states, Hawaii is no different. We receive, I think, 5 or 6 different federal grants, the largest of which is what we call our basic grant, our core grant, but which 15% of that has to be set aside to provide those pre-employment transition services to students with disabilities. Now, the federal government did not give us an additional 50%. They're just saying, from the money we already give you, take 50% and set it aside. So basically, what I train staff on is that you gotta look at our budget in 3 ways. You have an administrative budget, you pay salaries and overheads, you got case service monies, which is the basic services that we provide most individuals with disabilities, looking at VR type services. And then you got those pre-ed services, pre-employment transition services, that for the most part, prior to the passage of the Opportunity Act, Hawaii VR and a lot of the states nationwide were not really providing, not up to the tune of 15%, which for Hawaii comes out to about $2 million. So if you have a $2 million set aside, you don't budget $2 million. You budget somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.3 to $2.4 million because you need assurances that you're going to spend $2 million.
Right.
Just because you set aside $2 million doesn't mean you're actually going to spend it as services roll out over a 12-month period. So we actually have to budget significantly more than the actual set aside to give us the assurances that we'll meet the 50% standard, because if states do not, you will be penalized by the federal government. They'll cut your budget the following year. So these are things that Hawaii and the other states have to take into consideration when we plan out things. Dean mentioned the summer youth program that vocational rehabilitation funded last summer. We will again do so this summer. I always call her Claire. Cheryl. Cheryl and the staff of our transition section are busy developing their students to be referred to this upcoming summer program that, again, we're partnering with the city. Another key component of the Opportunity Act is collaboration. Prior to the passage of the Opportunity Act, basically, vocational rehabilitation would submit an annual plan to Rehabilitation Services Administration. With the passage of the Opportunity Act, we either have to submit a combined plan or a unified state plan. Hawaii has elected to go with the unified state plan. So under that concept, there are 3 core partners: vocational rehabilitation, the Workforce Development Division of the State Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, and adult education from the Department of Education. So together we have to develop our plan that's submitted, and that has been a challenge because we've not done that previously. So there are those kinds of changes. We are looking to come up with a training for our staff in 2 weeks regarding some of the substance changes within course, innovation and opportunity act, not a lot, but there are some substance changes. In looking at what we need to do down the road, I've informed staff, although I won't be around, in next year's legislative session, they will need to make changes to the Hawaii revised statutes, which is the official state policy for vocation rehabilitation. In April of this year, we are going to be conducting public hearings on some of those changes that we're looking to do as a result of the WIOA. We'll also be taking comments on the division entering into the order of selection. That's going to commence, if things go according to plan, July of this year. That's a pretty big change. The order of selection really is the state VR agency's legal method to slow down the flow of cases coming into the agency and receiving services. That's written into the Rehabilitation Act, allowing state VR agencies, and basically there's about, I want to say about 30 states and territories nationwide that are currently in an order of selection. And that's because we cannot assure that we can service all individuals with disabilities. So under the order of selection, we must provide services as they come off what we call the deferred services list or a wait list in order of the severity of their disability, taking the most significantly disabled off first. So that's what we'll be doing effective July 1st. This would mark the third time that Hawaii has entered into an order of selection. And I think this one's gonna be around for a long, long time. The reason that we're entering into order is basically since 2011, we've been able to shelter a lot of our funds. So the federal government gives us the money in which we are able to use over a two-year period, and we've been able to roll over, we call that rolling over, funds from one fiscal year to the next. However, over the past few years, that rollover has lessened to the point where we need to enter into the order, although we still have significant funding, roughly $2 to $3 million that will be rolling over. One of the problems is we can't really gauge what client needs are a year in advance. So that prompts states to go into the order. So those are things that will be discussed at the upcoming public hearing in April of this year. Other changes within the division, for the first time in many years, I think technically a pro-bono might be 100% filled. All their vacancies are filled within the division. 90-some-odd percent of all our vacancies are filled, which is good. Annually, we do need to report to the legislature the situation with all vacancies. The legislature every year, at least for the past 5 years, have looked at vacancies as a means to obtain state funding by cutting positions. They have not done it. They just give the impression that that's what they're going to be doing. So in state vacancies' best interest to fill positions as quickly as possible if needed. Unfortunately for us, we've been able to do that. You mentioned earlier that
can you do me a favor?
Yes.
We may need to ask for support.
I'm trying to record the procedure.
This particular legislative session, as we
can
are
moving forward, by pressing this.
Well, after.
Okay.
We have people for the blind position that's currently situated on Maui, but like we said, is service all neighborhoods. And then we do have a $500,000 capital improvement project proposal. Now, a few weeks ago, we had a meeting Housing Authority and PR with the Ways and Means Committee staffers to go over our capital improvement projects. So it's really strange sitting in this meeting in Hawaii Housing. Typically that doesn't happen. Usually it's a much bigger meeting, but when we went over the proposal, what was interesting is that our proposal is for $500,000. Hawaii Housing's proposal is for $50
million. Oh my God.
So I'm not sure how much weight our $500,000 is going to carry. What's important about that particular one, like Dean mentioned, is that currently we are not up to code. So hopefully Ways and Means, the Money Committee of the Hawaii Senate, will look upon us kindly as we try to do the legal obligations the state has. Because the property on Bachelot Street is ours. I mean, that's VR/Department of Human Services property. So it's not a good to do, it's a gotta do. You know? Otherwise, that's basically what's going on within the division. A lot of attention to the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, training staff, public hearings, all centered around that. We continue to work closely with our core partners from the Department of Education, Workforce Development Division. We are looking to invest more in services to students with disabilities, not just because of WIOA, but because that's a good thing to do. It's a good investment in VR funding for the future. And in between all of that, yeah, somebody will be taking a look at who's going to replace Alfred coming next year. But I know the division will be in good hands. During the interim, Susan Ford, our assistant division administrator, will take the reins. And then we'll just have to see what happens, what plays out. I will be sitting down with Director Bernard to discuss my two cents on the division and what lies ahead for the division down the road. Pompey and I, like Yandy, we go back a long way. So it is very interesting. Anyway, mahalo again to Warren and to Art. Mahalo, thank you for allowing us this opportunity. Okay, gang, I know you guys rested, I can hear it. We're running a little bit late, so now is a good time to go to the loa, or bathroom, for those who don't know what loa is. We'll take about a 10-minute break or less, so we'll try to be back by around 11:05 if you can, because our next portion will include our national guests. So let's go and take care of business. I was just told that there are some sodas and some brownies that were just put out. So if you want some snacks,
I have brownies and lemon squares in front of you along with some chocolate chip cookies.
Penny, you still not interested in any cookies or brownies?
Help yourself.
Take a brownie from this lady.
Brownie and any sodas?
No.
I you all the time.
You get brownie and cookie? Yeah.
Okay, I'll get a brownie.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm okay.
Chemistry is doing well.
Can we still just study?
It's on our plate.
All right. You get a brownie walker?
Yeah, you'll be on the way.
So when Albert was talking about
You can't see there.
Okay.
You got a lot of things behind you.
Okay.
I think this might be, was Ron sitting here?
Yes, this is my chair.
This is okay.
Thanks, Ron. Fun, yeah. All right.
Sorry.
We just had a meeting with the DOC.
Thanks, Eric.